Joining us today at Crosswinds on 1590 WSMN is Captain Sig of the fishing vessel Northwestern of the hit Discovery Channel series Deadliest Catch. Sig, thanks for being with us. And before we get started, I want to mention to the audience that you and Captain Andy and Captain Jonathan of the Time Bandit will be up here in New Hampshire at the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom on June 11th. So look forward to seeing you up there.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun doing it. We interact with the fans, have a good time, and people just want to know more, so we'll give it to them.
Well, good for you guys. I think it's great that you make the most of it and you're out there traveling. I'm a big fan, as are my boys, and I guess about half the country. And it's interesting, Sig, you began fishing, it says, at age 14, and your father was instrumental in developing the crab fishing industry in Alaska. And it says you were a relief captain at age 22, and 4 years later, one of the youngest captains ever. Do you ever ask yourself, what the hell am I doing here? I mean, you spent your whole life on the Bering Sea.
No. Well, once in a while you ask yourself, what have you been doing here so long? But, you know, I mean, that's the name of the game, and I don't regret it. I have absolute no regrets, you know. And I've lost a lot of friends and all that, but at the same time, you know, I feel like we've come out pretty good, and we're representing the fleet, I suppose, in a manner. And let's face it, you know, these small family businesses are disappearing. So I think, if Dad was around, he'd still be proud to see that we can get the job done.
Well, I bet he would. And we're all, aside from my radio stuff up here, we're trucking and excavation guys. We're dirt dummies, my family, so we've been small business. And I think you're right, it's a dying thing. Hey, when Discovery first approached you guys about doing this, did you think they were nuts, and did you have any idea what a huge hit the series would be?
Well, yeah. You know, in the beginning, yeah, we thought they were nuts, but we also, we were afraid of doing it because, you know, we were fearful of, that insurance rates going up. It was kind of a little secret, you know.
Sure.
It was a real small community, and so we took a lot of flack for doing it. But now the guys understand that, because of this show, you know, we've created a higher demand for the crab, and that's good for our industry. So, the naysayers in the beginning now want to get on the program, which is great. You know, the guys that turned their back to us have formally apologized. So within this small community, it's been a positive thing. And no, who the hell would have thought it'd go this far? I mean, 7 years, man, and the ratings are just getting bigger, and couldn't be more proud.
It's huge. You guys are like rock stars. Well, I got to tell you, it's one of the most captivating programs I've ever seen on television. The weather and the conditions up there that you guys go out in are beyond belief. There's the very real life and death element of the show. And I think there's also the suspense of the catch, that all things, you know, waiting to see how you guys do with your season. These are all things that draw the audience in, but far and away, in my opinion, it's the cast of characters on each boat that tops it all off. What's it like spending months on end with these sleep-deprived lunatics? They become family, I guess.
We're all one and the same, so that's a beautiful thing, you know. But you're right. It's like when I look back at what's been done, because we don't get to see what's filmed till months and months later, you
mm-hmm,
know,
sure,
when it airs. And they got to take 4 months, roughly, and squish it into about 20 hours of footage. But, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, it was all about the fishing, and now, of course, it's still about the fishing, but people are drawn in because they feel like they got this personal connection with these boats and these crews, and it blows my mind, you know. I'll give you an example. I'm walking, my wife and I were going to the airport, and I forget where we're heading, but anyway, this lady, my wife is like in this store buying, you know, a pack of gum or whatever. This lady comes up to her, and she's like, how can you stand being with that man? He's always so angry. And she's like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, it's like, he's on the job. That's, you know, so the people are drawn into, like, the personalities, and I think because of that, they want to see more, and that's flattering, man.
And the moral of the story is never question a crab fisherman's wife about his husband's demeanor.
That's it.
We're speaking with Captain Sig Hansen of the fishing vessel Northwestern from the Discovery Channel's hit series Deadliest Catch. Once again, Sig, along with Captain Andy and Captain Jonathan of the Time Bandit, will be at Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom right here in our own state of New Hampshire on June 13th. Though you don't want to miss that, because my son did go to the thing in Lowell, and I'm accompanying him and his wife to this one, so I'll hope to see you up there.
Did your son leave with a smile? Did he have a good time?
Oh, yeah, he had a great time. He just couldn't believe, well, like me, that people are so fascinated and interested in what you guys do, and to the extent that they want to know more. So obviously it goes beyond the fishing, that people will come out and see you guys at an auditorium, sit there and smoke butts and drink beers and talk about fishing. When you can get people to pay for a ticket for that, you've come a long way, my friend.
Hey, man, it's neat. As long as we have fun with it, we'll do it, you know. And there's been a lot of other opportunities, and that's great. But, I mean, at the end of the day, when all this stuff is dead and gone, you know, we're still going to be doing what we do. And I think people appreciate that, you know. So, and who wouldn't, you know? It's a real deal, and it's a good thing.
Well, look, there's a thirst for real people, not just in television, but in politics and everything else. And that brings me to my next thing. You know, another reason I think this series is such a hit is the extraordinary production and filming that the Discovery crew does. They get some great shots, and the sound and camera guys, when they first went out on these trips, they must have thought they'd been delivered to hell on their first few trips, right?
Oh, yeah. No, they don't like to keep the same guys on the same boats. They switch them around. Some guys quit. Some guys just can't hack it, and you know, I mean, like the last camera guy we had on our boat, I mean, we made him cry.
Oh, I bet.
Literally, he shut down in tears, so, because he just didn't want to listen, and we've kicked him off a time or two, so it's not an easy transition.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it isn't. A few more things here I want to talk to you about as we move along. I think one of the other compelling components of this series is the candid look at the relationships on each boat and the relationships between the crews on different boats. And I think also the audience is allowed a look at a softer side of otherwise pretty hard and crusty guys. I see it in your relationship with your brother. I see it, the compassion you've had for Jake, the young hand, deckhand on your boat, who's been through so much, lost his sister and his father. And, of course, we got an adult dose of that with the passing of Captain Phil. And I'll tell you, I think half of America felt like they lost a best friend there.
Oh, they're without question, you know. He just had that type of personality that people just fell in love with. So, but, I mean, you know, I got to know him on a totally different level,
sure,
too. You know, knowing him as a fisherman for all these years, and then all of a sudden, you know, we did a lot of traveling together. Then you get to know him on a different level when you're on the road, you know, doing PR for Discovery and whatnot, and getting closer to the families, and it's just heart wrenching. It really is.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get with Phil, and we miss him. I mean, it's not the same when you see the boat up there. And, you know, you can't just, you know, grab the radio and talk to the guy. So it's tough. And
yeah.
The boys are hanging in there, but it's a tough deal.
Yeah, the boys look like they're doing well from what I've seen on the first few episodes that they're airing right now. They look like they're stepping up. And, yeah, he just seemed like a great guy. But I think the people who watch feel that way about all you guys. You begin to feel like you know these people and you worry about these people and they seem like good folks. So, there's a relationship, an odd kind of audience relationship that develops there. And I wanted to say in closing about Captain Phil, I think it speaks volumes about him that he allowed so much of what he went through at the end to be documented and documented on film, I think is just incredible. And I think Discovery Channel did a good job of not exploiting it. I think they handled it with dignity. And I like that I still hear him mentioned among the crews in this season, you know. His spirit seems to be alive on the Bering Sea up there.
Oh, absolutely. No, there's no question about it. You know, he always drank those duck farts, so now in Dutch we call it a Phil fart. But I got to hand it to Discovery as well. They did a good job. You know, they could have exploited it, like you said, to no end. And they've been great as far as how they represent the industry and the people. So,
I'll tell
you know, I don't know. We couldn't have asked for more. It's been just a fun ride.
Well, I'll tell you what, it still chokes me up when I see those episodes replayed. You know, it's pretty touching stuff. And as a father myself, and I know all of you guys are family men, which is another real nice element about this show, I certainly get the feeling all of you guys are good husbands and fathers and close to your families, and that's a big deal. So my last question, now, Sig, I've heard rumors. I had Captain Keith on the show last fall. There are rumors that you keep a small Apelio crab in your pants to help you stay awake. Is there any truth to that, and is that considered cheating?
Oh, that come out of that jackass mouth. I'm going to be seeing him shortly, so.
That was actually a rumor I planted, so please don't blame Captain Keith for that one. That is my ongoing Opelio crab joke that I'm going to use as I slowly interview every one of you guys. Hey, folks, we've been with Captain Sig Hansen of the fishing vessel Northwestern Deadliest Catch. You got to catch it. Discovery Channel airs Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. Hey, Sig, thanks so much for taking a few moments to be with us up here.
Oh, yeah, man. No, it's all good. And thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you in June.
You bet.